Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network continues to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed November the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Of course, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. And of course, we believe the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, one of the great solutions to the problems we face today. And no doubt we reject revolution, but stand for restoration. As the greatest country on the face of the earth, welcome to the broadcast. We call for law and order and the rule of law, and they claim we're anti-government. Doesn't even make any sense, does it? Listen to the broadcast. The longer you listen, the more you know where we stand and why. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, we got a bunch of stuff for you. First hour, we talked about the incredible David Archuleta concert that I had the opportunity to go to last night in an incredible place called St. George, Utah, at an event center, an arena called Tuacon, surrounded by beautiful red rocks. What an incredible outdoor venue, and what a delightful concert. David Archuleta is releasing one of his new hits on, what do they call that thing? iTunes, yeah. On iTunes today. That's kind of cool. And all kind of things are happening. We talked last hour about the incredible concert that David Archuleta put on for the first half hour. Talked about good, honest, wise, righteous men standing as real men for the sacred cause of liberty. Spent the second half hour last hour talking about how Eric Trump and a talk show host from Denver, Colorado, are calling for a bullet to be put into David Duke. We absolutely reject that clarion call for murder. 1,000% stand against that. Again, I don't like Hillary Clinton at all. I don't like Bill Clinton in any way. I don't like Barack Obama in any way. We absolutely philosophically have differences that cannot, will never be resolved because they stand against my very God. However, I would never, ever, ever use my free speech rights in a way that crosses that line and calls for harm to be done to them in a physical way or any other. It violates the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And I wouldn't use my free speech rights in that way at all. And I don't believe that you have free speech rights to call for those things. You can say a lot of despicable things. You can say a lot of things that I disagree with. And even if I disagree with you, I will support your right to say them. Anyway, that's the summation of hour one. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. With Kirk Crosby in studio, as you know, I'm on the road. I'll be back in studio Monday morning, ready to rock and roll, as always. The good sheriff, former Sheriff Richard Mack of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, on your radio as well. Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning, Sam. How's St. George?
It's absolutely beautiful and about 15 degrees warmer than home. And the red, beautiful rocks with the lights on them in Tuacon, the outdoor concert venue, is absolutely tremendous. And I got to go with two of the favorite women in my life. There's many of them. My daughters are some of them. My wife, of course, is one of them. My mother-in-law is another one. And so my wife and my mother-in-law and myself, we took my mother-in-law to a David Archuleta concert. And it was incredible.
Well, fantastic. Sounds like something I would have enjoyed. I actually went to a play last night. One of the schools that I go substitute teaching to, Williamsfield High School, put on Rock of Ages and did a stellar performance. And I went to that last night with my wife. And
Christian stuff going on, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. So
you got to like both, that. So while you
I know we both love the art.
Christian things. While you and I are talking about Christian things and spending time with our families and our wives and our children and our loved ones and our friends and family and Well, we've got to call out for peace and tranquility and safety and stability and the rule of law and morality and all these things. And did you hear that a Denver talk show host yesterday, interviewing Eric Trump, literally called for putting a bullet into David Duke?
What was Eric's response?
Well, the talk show host said that David Duke needs a bullet, and Eric Trump basically said, you know, if you say that, you can get away with it. If I say that, they'll kill me, but I'm going to say it anyway, and he doubled down and supported the statements of the talk show host.
Oh, no. God.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I don't even know how to respond except for I rejected it a 1,000+%, sir.
Of course. That's just ridiculous, you know, and if David Duke commits a crime, then I would say he deserves to be investigated and arrested and brought to justice. But I'm not going to say, yeah, let's go string somebody up or let's go shoot somebody. I would never say that about anybody I totally have disdain for. And you mentioned three of them that I have that disdain for. But, you know, as soon as you brought that up, Sam, I have to tell you, I got a text this morning from a friend of mine in Michigan who had me out to speak there about 6 months ago. And she said there's some article out there, maybe Kirk can look this up somewhere, that it calls for a genocide of Mormons. And is somebody mad at the Mormons because they're kind of being wishy-washy on supporting the Republican nominee? And that I would like to see also, because if somebody's calling for that, I need to know who, and it would have a drastic effect on my vote that I'm going to cast this Tuesday.
I completely agree with you, Sheriff, and I would say this. If they are calling for that, it would not be the first time. The governor, Missouri Governor Boggs, back in the day, 100-plus years ago, called for the exterminations of Mormons, all men, women, and children as well. And we've seen this hostility. And we reject it, ladies and gentlemen. The whole value system of the Founding Fathers would reject this narrative and say, hey, you know what? You have your right to think and feel and believe as you choose. You have the right to your conscience. The dictates of your own conscience is center in the stage for discussion of property rights and everything else. But you don't have the right to use your free speech to put somebody else in harm's way. And so they're literally calling for the assassination of David Duke. Now, I've never met David Duke in my life, Sheriff. And I've never interviewed David Duke in my life. I don't know the man.
He interviewed me.
I hear a lot of negative things about him.
Yeah.
I don't know the truth. I may disagree with him on a lot of things. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will say this, though. I'm never going to call for any evil to happen to him, and I pray for him and his family's safety.
Well, I agree. And I actually interviewed with him way back when I did the lawsuit against the Clinton administration, and I didn't know who he was. And then when I found out who he was, I ended the interview. And I have that right. You know, I don't care for his racist views, and I'm dead set against that. And Sam, you and I hear this all the time. The Jews are trying to destroy the world, or they're the one world order and whatnot. And I said, maybe if a Mormon does something wrong, or if a Muslim does something wrong, or if a Jew does something wrong, I don't do this, oh, all the Mormons are bad, or all the Catholics are bad. I mean, if you look at history, you can go back to the Spanish Inquisition, and you could really make a case that some religious people in that time and part of that Inquisition were evil. And I'm not going to do that. Those people were wrong. Those people were evil. The people who do the act was evil. It does not have an effect on having me say, well, all Jews are bad, all Mormons are bad. The Mormon Mafia, I've heard about that before. And most of it, because as a Mormon, I just say, you know what? I've been part of this church for a long time. I'm a fifth-generation Mormon. And if Mormons do something wrong, I don't care. Arrest them, investigate them, and bring them to justice. And I'll say that about any other person. It has nothing to do with
their
religion.
Of course, and you should, sir.
And that's the way we all should be. And I really have no time whatsoever for these people that, oh, the Jews are doing this, and, oh, the Mormons are doing this. And I've had people who have come up and told me this stuff who didn't know I was Mormon. And I just say, look, I'm LDS, and I don't know where you're getting this, but it has nothing to do with the religion as a whole.
I agree with that, I will say. However, there are a lot of people who do things in the name of religion and exploit their religion. Oh. Muslims are a great example of that. The bad apple ruin it for the rest of them. We'll talk about that. Sheriff Richard Mack, our guest, Sam and Kurt on your radio. In seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Kurt Crosby, Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, breaking it down. We're standing against this idea that a talk show host, along with Eric Trump, both called for the shooting of David Duke. Now, I don't know David Duke at all. Richard Mack was interviewed by David Duke and canceled the interview midstream. I don't know if I'd do that. Alex Jones had on David Duke, and they had a debate. And the mainstream press interviews David Duke all the time. CNN can interview David Duke, and they'd be fine. But if I interview David Duke, then they'd say that I agree with everything David Duke says. That's kind of a problem. Although I'm tempted to have David Duke on the air and let the guy speak for himself. If the tables were turned in my Christian viewpoint, if somebody was speaking ill of me in many ways,
I'd like a chance to lay out my thoughts by myself, not by somebody else, quote, for me. And I find it also interesting that David Duke, really, I've listened to him when he has debated with Alex Jones and others. He doesn't believe the Jews are the cause of everything, although he does believe that religions have been shanghaied by Muslims, by Jews, by who knows who, and they've created a Jewish power and influence scenario in the name of religion. These bad apples have kind of shanghaied someone's religion. In other words, your next-door neighbor that might be Jewish is a good person, but there are Jewish leaders in the media. There are Muslim extremist terrorism cell leaders, and they use the religion and exploit that for their purposes, and they do have a cabal at high levels. And so whether we agree with David Duke or not on that, that is, as far as I understand it, I don't mean to speak for him either, but I do understand it to be that way. And I may disagree with David Duke's views, but I'm not going to call for any ill to come to him, and I may be even interested in interviewing him only because I hear everybody and their dog tell you about the poor guy, but I never get a chance to ask him questions or let him speak for himself. The problem is the second I do that, then they'll say that I'm a racist with David Duke. That's just how they roll. CNN can interview David Duke, but I can't, or else I'm, quote, one of them. It's an amazing, psychotic viewpoint, but that's how they roll. Anyway, Sheriff, you had asked about this article that you got to check
out. I'm reading the text I got, so did you find it?
Yeah, Kurt has the article. Kurt, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it comes from what they call the resurgent.com, and the headline reads, "Leader of a Trump PAC calls for genocide of Mormons." That's by Eric Erickson. That's the headline. Now, down in the headline, or down in the article, it says, and like this is the second paragraph, it says, as McMullen increases in the polls, Trump supporters are talking about, they're talking about Utah and the importance that, Trump win Utah. Says Trump supporters are becoming more and more unhinged. The latest is a guy named Pax Dickinson, who, according to Heat Street, is affiliated with a pro-Trump PAC. Then it says Dickinson's own Twitter account lists him as the chief technology officer of the organization. Then it says, note that Dickinson says his organization is not a PAC, just a journalism startup that is decidedly pro-Trump. Here's what he tweets. One of his tweets is in favor of what's called a Mormon cost. And it says, noting America hasn't boasted of a popular movement favoring genocide of Mormons for well over a century, but Evan McMullen is working to change that, end quote. So anyway, that's, I guess that's the source.
Kind of statements. Again, I don't agree with Evan McMullen on anything. By the way, just so you know, Evan McMullen's real name is David. It's not Evan at all. He goes by Evan. He's done so since he's been about 3 years old, but his real name is David McMullen, just so y'all know the truth. And the bottom line is the battle rages on, and the abuse and the hostility continues to ratchet up to epic levels, and I call a clarion call for civility, Sheriff.
Well, of course. And so I don't, you know, that didn't sound that awfully bad after you read the article, but the title does. I mean, the headline of the article.
Well, that's how they always do that.
Well, the inference, though, isn't too good, because at first, you know, you hear something and it may not sound too bad. You know, for example, there's a lot of calls for negative violence to be done to Donald Trump or the assassination by Donald Trump. Even Glenn Beck talked about that. We reject even the inference of these things, Sheriff, because at first, you know, kind of like you look up on a woman to lust after her. Sure, it's not the dirty deed necessarily, but you know what? You're down the wrong road. And the same thing's kind of true here. I don't accept these veiled threats, these calls, these attacks. They're horrible. They're evil. Now, it's one thing to use your free speech rights and say, I think Donald Trump's not your man, and I believe he's an immoral character, and I don't think I should vote for him. Or the same thing about Hillary or whatever. Another thing to say, I believe McMullen works for the CIA. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Therefore, I cannot support David McMullen. Can't do it. or Evan McMullen, whatever you prefer.
By the way,
there's a difference in that versus crossing the line, Kurt.
By the way, there is a line in the article that says he also claims, talking about this guy they quote here, Dickinson, I guess it is, that McMullen's candidacy is a tag team effort between the CIA and Mormon Church to stop Trump. Well, anyway,
I would like again to drill down and get the evidence on that, because I don't see that the Mormon Church has created an association with the CIA or with Evan McMullen to do any such thing. And I'm just simply saying, show me the evidence.
And I find that comment quite ignorant, and that there's some sort of thing between the Mormon Church and CIA. I mean, gee, come on. But again,
well, and there may be good Mormons that work for the CIA or the FBI or whatever else, and they would say, see, there's the link.
There are. My dad.
But I would reject this whole claim and say, you know, whether we're calling for the extermination of Mormons, or the genocide of Mormons, whether we're calling for hostility towards anybody else, including David Duke and Donald Trump and everybody else, we've got to stand against this stuff. And for example, this Mormon Mafia discussion. You know, I read an article where they're saying the Mormon Mafia is involved and that McMullen or McMillan, whatever the guy's name is a leader of the Mormon Mafia, and that's just, you know, all he's kind of calling the shots. And then a lot of comments from Mormons were kind of funny. One of the comments were like, you better attend family home evening or else.
Yeah.
And then another one's like, you know what? I demand you bake cookies for the fundraising activity.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Well, I agree with that one, as long as they're chocolate.
And a lot of people were just saying all kinds of funny stuff about this supposed Mormon Mafia. I don't know everything, but I've been in the church for 50 years. And I know Kurt's been in for 60, and you've been in for 60. And between the three of us, we're all lifetime Mormons. We've been the Mormons for our whole lives, all three of us. I'm not saying we're top dog in the church, but we've been in very influential positions, all of us, served our fellow men. Between the three of us, we've literally got, what, 170 years about, 175 years of church experience. And I'm telling you, I have never seen anything in any way that even purports to be kind of like a mafia. Nothing of the sort, period. And they might say, Sam, you're just too low level, you know, you don't know. But all I'm telling you is I've been around for a long time, and I've been in a lot of places. And I'm in the church headquarters plenty of times. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything that even hints of, one, influencing political elections, and two, any kind of a Mormon mafia or hostility or association with the leaders claimed. This is just absolute falsehoods with no evidence whatsoever, Sarah.
Well, I will tell you, I'm kind of unique in, well, I'll tell you when we get back.
You got it. Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, Richard Mack on your radio, CSPOA.org, breaking it down like no other. We had a couple of articles we wanted to get to. I hope we get to them as well. We'll do it second. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Now that a jury of 12 citizens unanimously agreed that the leaders of the alleged conspiracy to occupy the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge are not guilty of it, the feds should drop all remaining charges against the other defendants, contends federal public defender Lisa Hay. A total of 26 people were indicted on the conspiracy charge, arising from the peaceful 41-day protest occupation of the isolated federal facility near Burns, Oregon. 11 agreed to plea bargains prior to the trial, one of whom, organizer Ryan Payne, has filed a motion to withdraw his guilty plea. 7 others are scheduled for trial next February. The jury's verdict is a clear statement that harsh criminal laws should not be used to suppress free speech, even if the message may be disagreeable to others, Hay pointed out in a motion before U.S. District Judge Anna Brown. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. The Daily Mail of London reports that there are 5 separate FBI cases probing virtually every one of Clinton's inner circle, campaign vice chairman, and longtime aide Uma Abedin is under investigation, both for the diversion of official emails through an unauthorized, unsecure private server, and in connection with a separate federal investigation into the alleged sexting by her estranged husband, disgraced former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, a longtime Clinton ally, is under investigation for suspected receipt of illicit campaign cash from Chinese sources. Other probes are investigating Bill Clinton's longtime personal assistant Doug Band, John and Tony Podesta, and former Hillary Clinton press secretary Philip Raines. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th, features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune in to our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, Internet Stream, Roku Channel, or the Unlimited Listen Line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back to you live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to get to these articles real quick, too. We'll do that second. But first, Richard Mack is finishing up. Sheriff?
Yeah, I got to... I'm sorry, Sam. I got to leave right after I make this comment. I've got to teach school today, and I'm headed that way. But I want to make this very clear, and I want to go on the record with this. I am not a Chicago Cubs fan, but I was thrilled that they won the World Series. I am a baseball fanatic, and you know I am. I love baseball, and I'm a baseball purist, and I don't like what's happened to the game since the millionaires have taken it over. But at the same time, the historical significance of the Chicago Cubs win, I was thrilled with it. I was very emotionally involved in the game, watching it with my son.
And a 108-year turnaround, 8-7.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so I was just thrilled with it. I was really cheering for him and pulling for him. And I'll probably go buy me a Cubs baseball cap. But I want to compare that to politics. I am not a big fan of Donald Trump, but I am supporting Donald Trump and will vote for him. And I'm going to tell you why. First of all, the best candidate, I believe, is Castle from the Constitution Party. I've met him, and he is a real good man. He's only on the ballot in maybe about 10 or 15 states, maybe 20, and he cannot win. And by his own admission, it would take a miracle of enormous magnitude for him to win. I'm not voting for Gary Johnson. He's a friend of mine, but we differ on a lot of social issues. And probably the first one to be abortion. And his vice president is not a libertarian. He's not a constitutionalist. And I'm not even sure that Gary Johnson is a constitutionalist. A lot of my views are libertarian. And I would call myself a libertarian constitutional conservative in the tradition of the Founding Fathers. And the Founding Fathers were very libertarian. I'm not voting for that, what's his name in Utah, McAllen?
McMillan.
Evan McMillan, yeah. I'm not
Goes
voting for him.
By Evan, his real name is David.
I'm not voting for him. I don't trust what he's doing, and he cannot win. And I'm looking at this whole thing. I've gone up in my helicopter, and I'm looking down at this whole thing. And I will tell you right now that Hillary Clinton scares me to death. I believe that she's capable of doing any kind of crime, and that she has, and that the corruption and subterfuge between her and her husband is beyond anything that we can imagine. We have only seen maybe a fraction of what these people have really done and the type of people they are. And for me to put that type of evil person in the White House, I believe is the greater sin of all of this. I know that God holds people accountable for their votes. And I cannot, in good conscience, look myself in the mirror and say, well, I voted for the right person. I just voted my conscience. I don't think that applies here. I just voted for the best man and threw caution to the wind so I can sleep better at night. No, and then what are we doing when we do that? We actually help Hillary Clinton, the most evil person to ever seek the presidency, to become president of the United States. I cannot do that to my children or grandchildren. I will not do it. We will fight Donald Trump on a lot of these key issues, and there's no question about that. We will, and we're going to need to. But there will be no chance for us. I don't believe any chance to do that if Hillary Clinton gets in. And therefore, that is my vote. And the Mormons, the people of Utah need to wake up to that as well. That is my message to everybody. I don't care who you are or where you are. We have got to give America one more chance. And with Hillary Clinton, I don't believe we have that chance. I believe that this country will be doomed, and that we're gonna be facing things that will be part of the destruction of America. I will not be part of that. I know there's compromises at every level here, but man, oh man. We've got to do the best thing we can.
I agree that Hillary would be quite negative, to say the least. I agree that we need Donald Trump compared to Hillary by far. I've kind of mentioned that, look, it's very simple. Donald Trump is pro-life. Hillary's pro-death. Donald Trump wants less government. Hillary wants more. Need I say more? It's a very clear binary discussion at this point, sadly so. The mistake is then that we allow the mainstream press to control everything where no one knows who they're on. That's bad on us, the people. We hopefully can change that next time, but for now it's got to be the Donald as opposed to Hillary. However, there's an article about me that I forwarded you yesterday. Did you see this article?
I don't know. I didn't get to my emails very much yesterday.
All right, you gotta look this up. It's an article written by a guy by the name of, what's his name, Kurt? Trout Fisher?
Well, it says, by trout fishing. I think that means he's not really putting his real name on there.
I know who this guy is. I'll reveal who he is on Monday. The guy's a bug. The guy's chicken, to mention his real name. Nevertheless, he writes an article about me that's very hostile indeed. It talks about my involvement with the CSPOA, talks about my involvement with James Edwards, talks about all the different people that I've interviewed in relation to the Donald Trump campaign. He left a bunch of them out, though. The poor guy can't even get his act together. Nevertheless, I'll help him add the incredible interviews that he missed. He strangely left out a lot of interviews with some wonderful black people. Nevertheless, the reason that I bring this up, Sheriff, is you're mentioning the CSPOA is prominent in this article as well. And Kurt, find the spot that he writes, but in the first paragraph of the article, he basically suggests that you, Richard Mack, and I and the CSPOA, including David A. Clark Jr. and the rest of us, we are calling for and pushing for a government overthrow, and that Donald Trump has worked with us to create that. And if Donald Trump gets elected, then we intend to work with the Trump administration for a government overthrow. Find that spot really quick, Kurt. Then I want Sheriff Matt to respond to that, and then we got to let him fly.
All right. The headline reads, Trump campaign courts militia-linked army to set our nation free. And then the first paragraph says, what if the presidential campaign of a Republican Party nominee for the presidency of the United States, a candidate who hoped to lead the U.S. federal government, had cultivated close ties to an anti-government organization with the apparent goal of overthrowing the federal government, and whose leader has been likened by a sitting U.S. senator to a domestic terrorist? That organization...
Sitting domestic senators, Harry Reid. The domestic terrorist is Richard Mack, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
There you go. The second paragraph says that organization, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is quite real, and its anti-federal intent is well documented. Further, the ties between the Trump for President campaign and COSPOA's leaders are extensive. This story documents that case. Anyway, do you want more?
We're totally tied to the Trump campaign, and we totally intend on overthrowing the government. Is the lie of this article?
I can't get the Trump campaign to even call me back. That's how close I am to the Trump campaign. Nobody, I've made about 20 contacts and 20 calls, some in person and some on the phone, and I still cannot get anybody from the Trump campaign to call me back. So that's the first lie. I have no connections there. Second lie is anybody that would believe Harry Reid on anything, and he's the one that made the comment. And secondly, I'm the most passive, peaceful person that you've ever met, never once committing an act of violence towards an individual, towards any of my arrestees, the thousands of people I ever arrested in 20 years that I was in law enforcement. I'm a very passive person, and as we've said on this show, Sam, you said it, I've said it, I'm not anti-government. I'm very pro-constitutional government, but I am anti-corruption and anti-abuse and anti-tyranny, and I always will, and I'll quote Thomas Paine on that. And I have quoted Thomas Paine on that, and some of that comes right from the Founding Fathers. My comment comes right from the Founding Fathers. And as far as building an army to set other men free, that's a quote from Colonel Chamberlain from the movie Gettysburg, where he said, "We are an army up to set other men free." I've made that quote several times also. And that's it.
But understand the army that we're talking about. They want this author's trying to make everyone believe that the elected sheriff across the country is this army that's going to overthrow government. And then
we've never preached that.
That's right. That's the whole point, is that they manipulate everything we say. Literally, though, when someone says that Sam Bushman is advocating for the overthrow of government, which is... Now, he's probably going to get sued, Sheriff.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you, guys.
And I'll tell you why. I cannot. You can have your opinion about me all day long. What you cannot do is say that I'm advocating for the overthrow of the government. So I will stand.
Thanks, Sheriff.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
My sister began smoking because of friends. I don't think any less of her because she smokes, but it's been really hard because I know she could have done better if she hadn't chose to smoke. She's trying to quit actually right now, but it's a really hard process and she's down to a couple of cigarettes a day, so she's doing really good, but it's been a really hard thing in my family actually. It's caused a lot of problems. My sister smoking definitely hurt my parents. I'd come home sometimes, my mom would just be in tears.
Smoking hurts a lot of people, most of whom don't even smoke.
I definitely think my religion has played a role in me not smoking. I'm a Christian and I believe I'm better because I don't smoke. Smoking hurts your friends, your family. It's not worth it in the long run. And you may not realize it now if you are smoking, but you will.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, the good sheriff had to fly. He's substituting teaching school right now to go ahead and supplement money while we promote the Constitutional Sheriff's and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. We're talking about this incredible article. Written by this guy by the name of Trout Fishing or whatever. But, Kurt, the headline again says?
Well, you've got the trout fishing one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it says basically Trump campaign courts militia-linked army to set our nation free.
Let me stop there and say this. I don't have any links to the Trump campaign either. I mean, I've been able to get a few interviews, and that's been tremendous. In fact, quite a few good interviews. But you know what? Some of these people I've known before the Trump campaign ever started. Some of these people, I was just able to contact them, and they responded. But this idea that I have a link to the campaign, I, like Richard Mack, cannot get a hold of anybody influential, or I should say anybody that can get me to Trump. I can't get a Trump interview if I try. And Donald Trump ignores us. Donald Jr. and Eric Trump disavow us. Hope Hicks won't return my phone calls. And so I don't have a link to the Trump campaign either. But this idea of a militia-linked army. Kurt, you and I are not linked to the militia in any way, shape, or form. And I find that fascinating. Neither is Richard Mack, neither is the CSPOA. So that very headline is a lie. But when they say we want to overthrow the government, Kurt, I reject that narrative. You and I have talked about, you know, we don't even support a revolution. And the reason I reject that word is because it can be taken so wrong so easily. We support a restoration. We always support the rule of law. Our goal is to promote God, family, country, to protect life, liberty, and property. That's how we start out every show. We end every show with, you know what, we believe this nation shall endure. I don't know how that you can say that's anti-government in any way. But again, these liars and manipulators will pervert the truth beyond recognition. And I'm going to say it again. If they control what you see and hear, eventually they will control what you think and understand. That's my quote for today. I'm going to say it one more time for clarity's sake. And this is the problem with the mainstream press and the news that the American people are turning to. If the mainstream press controls what you see and hear, they will eventually control what you think and understand. And that's the problem here, folks, and you've got to reject the mainstream press. But this is one of the first articles where they're even now attacking Kurt Crosby. Kurt, do you want to respond yourself? You're in the article, my friend.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I guess... You know, the thing that I would say simply, I don't know that I could add much of what you, after what you've said, Sam, because you've, you know, lined it out very well. It is interesting that, I guess it's called the Daily Cause. It's part of the new media. And
yeah, but it's KOS, you know, right?
Yeah, KOS, you know.
Not that I call that cause, but okay.
Yeah, COS, I don't know. But anyway, you know, it does show you how somebody can basically
for cause, Kurt. It is cost.
Yeah. It does show you how people can take what we've said and twist it around and basically, like, for example, they do mention us serving on the CSPOA and all that kind of thing. Some people view the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association as, I guess, a dangerous thing. I was reading in the, they had, about five different comments to the article. And in those, one guy, the guy's name is Ammo Hauler, you know, no real name, I suppose, but says, what will it take to deal with these?
Trout fishing guy, no real name there either, right?
Yeah, good point. Says, what will it take to deal with these seditious and disloyal heads of law enforcement? They are clearly violating their oath of office when they pledge to oppose all enemies, foreign and domestic. They are starting to believe the domestic enemy is the legitimately elected presidents of the United States when all they need to do is look in the mirror. Anyway, I just find it interesting, but, you know, that's the, I guess you could say, the beautiful thing about America is that you can have different thoughts and different beliefs. My problem is when they go further and, like they did with David Duke and recommend a bullet in the head, you know, that's just uncalled for, Sam. And, you know, we need to talk with our, I guess, the people we oppose and do the best we can to see eye to eye, if possible, and try to agree, maybe to disagree on certain things, but work together in the areas we can work together. As Sheriff Mack said, he's a gentle, I guess you could say almost a gentle giant. He's a big guy, and he does, a lot of great work, but even with all his, his arrests over the years that he's done, you know, he's just not done these evil things that he's accused of, right?
That's right. And you know, one of the interesting things about this, Kurt, I can accept people's opinions about me. You know what? Sam's a Mormon. I think he's crazy on his religious beliefs. Sam's a constitutionalist. I think he's awful, and I disagree with his views on, Sam believes that women should be at home and that men and women have different roles that are complementary, not adversarial. I disagree with Sam on that. I believe Sam doesn't like women, or Sam believes, in a backwards view of women, or whatever they want to say on an opinion basis, Kurt. I'm okay with that. They have their right to think and believe and say what they want, just as I do about them. However, when they start to suggest that somebody should be murdered, when they suggest that Sam Bushman is in any way advocated for an overthrow of the government, these people have crossed the line, Kurt, to where I don't think that we can let it stand. I think we need to sue them and stop it. Because at first, if they say that Sam's anti-government and wants to overthrow the government, the first author writes that and it's wrong. But then other people who don't do their due diligence just start to believe the lie. Again, if they control what we see and hear, eventually they would control what we think and understand. And people are going to see and hear that Sam's ready to overthrow the government, and eventually they're going to say, you know what? We understand that Sam's ready to overthrow the government. That's what we think. That's what we believe. Because that's what we've seen and heard for so long. And if somebody's got to challenge that lie and stop that, because it puts me and my family in harm's way, Kurt. If I'm really advocating for the overthrow of government, which I never, ever have done and never will do, at some point if I let that stand, it becomes the narrative and it puts my family in harm's way. Because eventually, you know what? I don't blame the government to protect itself from somebody who's truly hostile and trying to overthrow it. At some point, you get what? Sedition? At some point, you get treason? At some point, you go to jail? At some point, I cannot let these things stand. It's not that I want to promote hostility. It's not that I want a lawsuit or any of those things. But at some point, I cannot let that narrative, that false, deceptive lie stand. I cannot do it.
Well, that's a good point, Sam. And, it's, we got to speak up for the right whenever possible.
You know, and so I'm fine to let them have their opinion. But when they start to cross the line and put my family in the crosshairs or my family in some kind of a position that it's kind of like the Mayak reports, you know, running around saying everybody who supports Ron Paul is a domestic threat to the nation. We cannot let that narrative stand and make it over and over and over. And we've got to reject that. They tried to say that Ammon Bundy and those guys had a horrible attempt to overthrow government. It turned out the jury said, no, that's not true. That's bogus. That's a lie. You know what? Think anything you want about it, personal views, but the fact is, it was never a conspiracy to overthrow government, as the government's claiming. The jury said that's clearly not the case. And so we need to advocate for and stand up appropriately regarding this. We cannot let them make these claims unchallenged and accept them on the record as the way it is. Because at some point, if you let a lie live long enough, it becomes the truth in people's minds. The other problem is if you don't challenge this just by, it's almost kind of like an eminent domain idea. At some point, if you let an idea stand, it's accepted as the way it is. And later, if you try to defend yourself before they haul you to jail and you're like, well, wait a minute, I never would overthrow the government. Then they're saying, you know what? This is the people have been saying this for 10 years. This lie has been said for 10 years. And you know what? They're doing it now. You should have challenged that a long time ago, my friend. And so this is really self-preservation at this point for us to say, hey, we're not going to allow that to stand. You're not going to be able to say those kinds of things about us that are factually incorrect. I have never advocated for the overthrow of government in my life, and I never will, because I believe in our government, within the checks and balances that our founding fathers gave us. There are the seeds to restoration. It's all up to the people. And first, we got to reject the false narrative of what we see in here. We got to put together the proper lenses to see and hear the right things. And then we can understand the right solution. And this is God, family, country, and life, liberty, and property. We will always stand by those proper constitutional God-fearing views. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Have a delightful weekend. We pray you protect life, liberty, and property, and promote God, family, and country. Our website, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsdaily.com, libertynewsradio.com. We declare this nation shall be.